In the front yard of Gary Corliss's Oglesby home, a bucket rests near the curb. That bucket is being held in place by a brick, which Corliss removes before showing me what's hidden underneath. There sits the cause of Corliss's recent troubles, his property's water main valve box. In mid-February, it became so frozen that water to the home stopped flowing for nearly a month.
We had like 4 inches of ice on top of this, about 2 feet of snow, and I just shoveled the snow off, chipped the ice away, and then I used heat guns, pointed down that tube.
When he got things corrected, Corliss finally got his water back, but that wasn't before he had to endure several weeks of carrying heavy jugs of water into his house. Corliss, who suffers from a number of ailments, says it became very difficult at times.
It was really hard for me to lug up the steps and into the house. Enough water for, you know, every time you flush the toilet, it's 3 gallons, basically.
Unlike many other residents in northern Illinois who simply were unlucky enough to have the pipes around their home freeze, Corliss's situation was exacerbated by the city's attempt to help a neighbor who lost his water because of the cold. A fire hydrant was flushed in hopes of getting water flowing again, but it only spread soon-to-be-frozen water into Corliss's front yard. Jeff Blanco is Corliss's neighbor. He says when they realized it would be a while before the water might come back, they thought about hooking up a hose to Corliss's house, but they quickly found out that all the frozen water in the front yard left their neighbor in the same situation. So Blanco says that's when a new routine set in.
Thank goodness I got a shower at the office, so I would shower in the morning there. My wife would go to her mother's, who lives in LaSalle.
Blanco says, like his neighbor, he had to get used to hauling many gallons of water into the house every day.
It's been a rough month. To add misery to insult, about 2 weeks into it, we had a bat in our house. So it was like, my wife was like, we're moving. I can't take this anymore.
In recent days, the long nightmare for Blanco and his neighbor ended, and their story is a familiar one in the greater LaSalle area. Dan Pothoff runs the Illinois Valley YMCA. He says over the past couple of months, they allowed people with no water to shower at their facility. He estimates that nearly 40 people took advantage of the offer.
If you endured a situation where you didn't have access to water or showers or toilets or able to wash dishes or things of that nature, I'm sure it was very frustrating and difficult for those people.
There was some frustration, but there was also some anger. In some communities, residents were upset over the response by local governments to help fix the problem, especially when the pipe in question fell on city property. In some towns, municipal leaders say they exhausted all efforts and that the ground was simply too frozen to do anything else. But in cities like LaSalle, officials acknowledge that long-term planning could prevent similar problems in the future. They say they'll focus on getting older pipes not buried deep enough in the ground, further below the surface. And while some residents aren't happy with how local governments have dealt with the situation, others agree that the taxing winter left communities out of options. Here's Jeff Blanco.
I think we're just going to be very conscientious about running water from here on out in these cold winters.
Blanco says hopefully that's something they won't have to do again several winters from now. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.